Oh yeah, I should give you mine too. And like, you can use the email to like send us like information.
Oh yeah, we have a press kit that we actually just came out with recently.
So, like, tell me about like what you have going on here.
Sure. So we're showing off the Omni. Have you heard of the Omni before?
I have never.
Okay. So it's obviously a virtual reality platform that allows you to walk, run, and move your character in the game.
Yeah.
So we're showing here actually two games we've developed for the Omni.
Yeah.
So we have Trevor, which is a first-person virtual reality horror survival game.
And you guys developed it?
We built it in-house. It's going to be a demo game. It's a short demo game that you would, the very first time you play on the Omni, you'd go and use Trevor.
Okay.
And then we're also showing an Amsterdam virtual reality demo. It's really just a virtual reality tourism.
Okay.
So you'd be able to walk around a street and kind of check it out.
Oh.
Again, it's just kind of showing why the Omni, what kind of impact it has on virtual reality.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you're using like Oculus Rift?
Yes.
Are there other virtual reality headsets you were looking at?
So the Oculus Rift is definitely the best experience right now and the most commercial ready. So
okay.
It's going to be coming to market the soonest. That being said, we can use almost any kind of head mounted display.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be there's Game Face is actually here V-Rays, whether it be more mobile based systems.
Mm-hmm.
So we can. There's technically no limitation why we can't use other HMDs, but definitely the Oculus is the best.
Okay, and I see that you have like some Far Cry 3 over there.
Yeah.
So is there going to be like integration with that in the future?
So we're using, the Omni can be played with almost any PC game.
Any PC.
Because what we're doing actually is we're emulating the left movement stick on a gamepad.
Oh, okay.
So that's what basically the Omni you can make us think of as just a large joystick.
Yeah.
And so, since that's the case, if it plugs into your PC and the game can accept the gamepad, it can be used out of the box for almost any PC game.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, like, looking forward, like what would developers need to sort of integrate their game in with your system?
So, we're going to have a mode on the Omni where you can play legacy games.
Yeah.
Where you can just play any game that's existing right now, old, new. That being said, we're also going to have an SDK and an API available in about the next 2 months. And that's what developers can use to integrate the Omni directly into the game.
Okay.
For features such as one-for-one movement speed, so as fast as you're walking on the Omni, it's how fast you're moving in the game, and decoupled looking and walking direction. Now, it's not really talked about yet because there hasn't really been an experience that has shown it, and we're really being the experts in that kind of, in that feature, because we want to be able to walk forward and look around in any direction without having to think about, okay, where I turn is where I'm going to go. And that adds so much to the virtual reality experience. It's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet. It seems to me like the next step in virtual reality is to be able to move around, to literally move around.
And so again, that's the kind of customer we're aiming for is, first, do you want the full immersion package?
Yeah.
Because if you have your Oculus, you have a hand controller, if it's doing motion tracking, the next step is to add your whole body.
Okay. And lastly, do you have an idea of release date and possibly pricing?
So right now, the estimated shipping time is October this year, and it's $499 for a package.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to me, sir.
My pleasure, man.
Have a good one.
You too.